Welcome to episode 37 of the 5-Minute Murder Podcast. Just a quick heads up before we get into the episode. This show is getting a new name. We're rebranding as Compact Murder, part of the new Compact Histories Network. You can find us at compactmurder.com, which will take you straight to our new home under compacthistories.com. There's nothing for you to do as the episodes will stay right here in your feed. Just look out for the new branding and links to the new website. Right, with that being said, let's get on with episode 37, The Murder of Edmund Ironside. In the long and bloody history of English royalty, murder and betrayal seem almost inevitable. But one of the earliest and most mysterious royal deaths took place over 1,000 years ago, and the story has been shrouded in rumour, exaggeration, and suspicion ever since. This is the tale of Edmund Ironside, a king who fought fiercely for his crown, only to meet a death as strange as it was suspicious. Let's rewind to the early 11th century. England at the time was far from stable. Viking raids had plagued the country for decades, and the Danish threat to English rule was stronger than ever. In the middle of this chaos was Edmund Ironside, son of King Ethelred the Unready. Now, Ethelred did not exactly leave behind the strongest legacy. His reign was defined by poor leadership, failed diplomacy, and a reputation for being, well, not quite ready for the job. But Edmund was a different story altogether. Born around the year 993, Edmund earned the nickname Ironside for his bravery and determination on the battlefield. As Danish forces led by King Swain Forkbeard and later his son, Canute, began to tighten their grip on England, Edmund was seen as one of the few English leaders prepared to stand his ground. In 1016, with his father Ethelred dead and the kingdom in turmoil, Edmund was declared king by his supporters in London. But it wasn't a simple matter of claiming the crown. Much of the country, exhausted by war and instability, had already thrown its support behind Canute, the ambitious Danish prince determined to rule England. What followed was months of brutal warfare. Edmund led his army against the invading Danes, fighting in a series of bloody battles across the kingdom. His reputation for courage grew, but so did the political intrigue around him. As with so many power struggles in medieval England, treachery was never far behind. One of the most infamous characters in this story is Edric Streona, an English noble whose name became synonymous with betrayal. Edric was known for switching sides and manipulating allegiances to suit his own survival. His role in Edmund's downfall is one of the great scandals of the era. The decisive moment came at the Battle of Assandon, which took place in late 1016. Some historians believe the location to be Ashingdon in Essex. The battle was a disaster for the English, and Edmund's forces suffered a significant defeat. Edric Streona is widely blamed for betraying Edmund during the fight, though the exact details are still debated. Despite the loss, Edmund's determination never wavered. But by this stage, both he and Canute recognised that neither side could afford to drag the war on much longer. The country was on its knees. So, a treaty was agreed. England would be divided. Canute would control the north, while Edmund would retain Wessex, the heartland of Anglo-Saxon England. The arrangement was uneasy, but it prevented further bloodshed, at least temporarily. But the peace was short-lived, because just weeks after that deal was struck, Edmund Ironside was dead. The official story says that Edmund died of natural causes. He had been through a brutal campaign, his body battered by months of warfare, exhaustion and stress. But that's not the story that stuck. Medieval chroniclers and later historians have passed down a far more gruesome and suspicious version of events. According to the darker tale, Edmund was assassinated. And not just in any manner, but in one of the most humiliating and grotesque ways imaginable. The story goes that Edmund was attacked while using the latrine. That's right, assassins supposedly hid a sharpened weapon beneath the toilet. When Edmund sat down, the hidden weapon was thrust upward, fatally wounding him. The identity of the assassins remains unknown, but many point the finger at Edric Streona, whose history of treachery made him an obvious suspect. Some accounts even suggest Canute himself may have sanctioned the killing. After all, with Edmund out of the way, Canute was free to claim sole rule over England. The timing certainly raises eyebrows. Now, whether this toilet assassination really happened or not is still debated. Some believe the story was an invention, perhaps exaggerated by later chroniclers to humiliate Edmund or to dramatise his death for political effect. Others argue that the timing of his death so soon after a fragile peace deal makes foul play highly plausible. Either way, Edmund's death in November 1016 changed England's future. With the young king gone, Canute quickly consolidated power, uniting the kingdom under Danish rule. His reign would mark the beginning of a new dynasty and a period of relative stability, though it came at a steep price. As for Edric Streona, if he was involved in Edmund's death, his betrayal did not go unpunished for long. Notorious for his shifting loyalties, Edric had made many enemies. Just a year after Edmund's death, Canute had Edric executed, possibly fearing that if Edric could betray one king, he could betray another. Edmund Ironside's reign may have been short, but his legacy is one of defiance. He resisted foreign invasion at a time when many English leaders were content to surrender. His determination to defend the kingdom earned him respect, even among his enemies. Yet his story also serves as a reminder of how dangerous it was to be a king in medieval England. Power was rarely secure, loyalty was hard to come by, and enemies could strike when you least expected it, even apparently when you were answering nature's call. In the end, the death of Edmund Ironside remains a mystery. Was it illness, exhaustion, or a carefully orchestrated assassination carried out in the most degrading fashion? History leaves us with more questions than answers. But one thing is clear. His death marked the end of an era for Anglo-Saxon England and opened the door for Danish kings to sit upon the English throne. And for all the twists and turns of English royal history, few exits have been as bizarre or as brutal as the final moments of Edmund Ironside. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.